Hi, Mr. Joseph. This is Tiffany from customer service. I don't know
Oh
what
my
happened to your
God.
call, but I have to call you back.
That's great. I'm glad you did because I was trying to call you back.
Okay, yes, sir. So what I was just stating to you, I'm not for sure if you heard me or not, but what I was stating is that the supervisor is only allowing us to do a 50% refund because of those terms and conditions that's attached to that offer when getting the offer for those phones.
Well, here's the problem. You said to send me a card. Number one, I haven't received any card.
I
Number
can.
two, I didn't know I was signing up for a $56.95 plan. Okay, because I would never sign up for anything like that. I'm 67 years old. I don't do shit like that. Okay, and I'm sorry for my French, but
You're fine.
anyway, so I don't need that program or whatever they got. I don't even know what it is. Okay. So I've asked for a $56.95 total because I haven't, number one, I haven't used it, and number two, I haven't gotten the card that they're telling me I got. So I don't know what I'm paying for. Obviously nothing.
I can have them to send that voucher back over to you in the email because they're only going to do a 50% refund.
But I don't, what am I going to do with a voucher? I don't want a voucher. I don't even know what they sell. How is it savings if it's selling something? How is it a savings? She said it's customer direct savings.
Okay, so when you order, when you get go into the SweetState offer for the phone, we have terms
Okay.
conditions that's attached that does tell you about the membership as well. When you pay the 50, when you pay the amount for the membership, which is the $56.95, each month that you
I didn't authorize that though. I didn't push anything that said take $56.95. That's what I'm saying. That surprised me when I seen it on my bank statement because I never signed up for anything like that. I did put the dollar in for the phone. You're right. I did put in for the drawing. That's it. That's all I thought I was doing. So that's why I said I don't know why they're charging me if I never signed up for anything.
because when you get those offers, you have to also read the terms conditions that's attached because it does inform you of that membership.
Okay, so basically, like I told the other girl, my only other option is to inform BBB that that's the kind of business you guys are running because that's not legit. I mean, that should be right up front that they're going to charge you $56.95 a month for a service and let you have the choice of taking it, yes or no, not just bill it. So I will inform BBB about that and see what they can do about it.
Okay, so I'll speak with my supervisor, let him know that maybe you missed the terms conditions, you didn't read them, that's why you got that membership. Let me speak with them and see what they say, okay? Hold on for just a moment.
All right.
Okay, thank you for holding for me. So
Yes, ma'am.
I can go ahead and do that for a refund of the $56.95. Just give it 3 to 5 business days and then it'll go back into your account.
Okay, now please inform your management that if I don't see it in 3 to 5 days, that I will go ahead and call BBB. If I do see it, then I'll let it go. All right.
Okay, yes,
Now,
sir, understandable, but
here's
don't do 3 to 5 days, do 3 to 5 business days.
okay, I will.
Okay.
But here's the deal. If I wasn't retired on limited income, I wouldn't give a crap. But every penny that I get from the Social Security stuff is all accounted for. And
Right,
that
yes, sir.
$56, yeah, that $56 just cost me money.
Yes, sir, I understand.
Yeah, 'cause one of my bills came in and it was short. They couldn't take it, so they charged me another $30. So
Right.
I'm losing money already.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I do appreciate you taking your time to find out that you can give me a full refund and cancel that membership, whatever. And if they did send a card, please have them delete it or cancel it or whatever, because I've never received it as of yet. And if you
okay.
said it happened in February, then I don't, this should have already been here, and it's not.
Right. Yes, sir. It would have came to your email address, so I understand. Yes, sir.
Oh, email address. Oh, mm-hmm. No. If it did come to my email address, I wouldn't have known about it.
Oh, okay. Got it. Yes, sir.
Yeah, because if it's not something that the only thing I look at on emails is my doctor's, which I've got 7 of them, and any bills that come in.
Right. Yes, sir.
That would have been a bill. So, yeah. So I delete anything that's not, if I don't know what it is, I delete it.
Right. I understand it because I do the same thing as well. So I totally understand. Yes, sir.
Yeah. So if something came in and if I didn't know who it was or what it was, what would the email address been?
Let's see. Now, when you receive the email, it would have came from, let's take this discount. Let me see what it called. Okay, it would have came from hottestonlinediscountsource.com.
Oh, no, I wouldn't ever open that. I would have thrown it away immediately.
Okay, yes, sir.
Yeah, because those kind of things you get, wasn't that, the people that hack your accounts, that's the kind of stuff that you get for hacking accounts.
Oh, yeah, and I agree. I totally agree. Yes, sir.
So, in all honesty, I didn't get it. I may have got it, but I didn't get it.
Right, I understand.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
So nobody will ever use it, believe me, because I didn't get it.
Got it. Okay.
All right. But I do, like I said, I do appreciate you making sure I get my $56.95 back.
Yes,
that'll go a long way for my bills. And
okay.
I'll give it 3 to 5 business, like you said.
Okay.
And after that, if I don't get it, I'm either going to call back and see what happened.
Okay.
Or I'm going to call BBB and report their company.
Yes, sir. I understand.
All right. Thank you very much, young lady, and I appreciate it. Have a great day.
All right. You have one as well, Mr. Joseph. Thank you again for calling Customer Service. Okay. Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.